Proclamation number 8180, dated the May 17th, 1962. About the doctrine of reincarnation. I can reveal myself to you through the voice of the Spirit if you genuinely desire to be taught by me. I only want you to live in truth, that your thinking will not take the wrong direction, that you will not be so influenced by misguided teachings from the one who wants to undermine the truth, because it enlightens you by highlighting him and his activity. Accept, therefore, what I say to you through my spirit. It should be understandable to you that my adversary will do everything possible to keep you in spiritual darkness in which he has absolute control over you, for as soon as you know the truth you are lost to him. Hence he will always direct your thoughts wrongly, and every wrong thought will result in 1,000 others, and thus he will see to it that the knowledge about the purpose and meaning of your earthly life will be withheld from you, that you will form an entirely wrong idea about your earthly task, and he will try to keep you indifferent towards all spiritual endeavor. He tries to maintain your love for the world and therefore will also always present a repetition of earthly life as being desirable and even provide evidence for it, for it will weaken your striving for perfection as soon as you believe that you will be allowed to return to earth time and again if you have not yet reached perfection. This concept is my adversary's most favorite method and is the reason why the doctrine of reincarnation has become so popular, and it is difficult to discard it because my adversary works very skillfully in order to substantiate the credibility of this teaching. Yet no one needs to succumb to his trickery, for as soon as he seriously desires to know the truth and turns to me, he will recognize the foolishness of what he was presented with and will also clearly feel the truth in his heart. He will feel resentment at what has emerged from my adversary, for his sincere desire for truth will also guarantee that he will receive it. Lots of people yield to his influence in this matter, because people themselves want to return to earth because their love for the world is still too strong and the idea that they can repeat their earthly life is comforting to them. Yet time and again you are told that you, who believe in reincarnation, were misled, although there are isolated cases which have their special reasons but which must not be generalized. For my eternal plan of salvation truly incorporates all possibilities which guarantee your full maturity throughout one earthly life, for you can overcome every weakness yourselves, since I died for you on the cross to gain strength of will on your behalf and you can at all times call upon me in Jesus, the Redeemer from sin and death. And then you will also be able to reach the degree on earth which will assure your entry into the kingdom of light, where you can ascend to never-ending heights since there will be no more limitation for you. If you, however, don't use your earthly life and enter the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed, then a repeated embodiment on earth would be of no use to you either. For you will keep your free will but your past memory will be taken away from you, and then you will be in far greater danger of descending further, which will never be encouraged but prevented by me. And if you can already become enlightened on earth by being informed of your past apostasy from me and my plan of return, then you can also clearly see the path which you have to cover in order to perfect yourselves. And then you will also realize that the doctrines promising you a repeated earthly life are misguided teachings, for they contradict my eternal plan of salvation, which has been established by me in all wisdom and love in order to enable your release from the form which, however, requires your free will. And in order that your will shall make the right decision, I myself shall time and again impart the truth to you if you ask for it. If you desire to live in truth. Yet you should also understand that my adversary will use all the power you give to him, that he will offer you wrong teachings as long as you don't reject his activity by genuinely desiring the truth. Yet he will never be able to impose his error where Roman 1, as the eternal truth, asked for protection against error, for then he will be completely ineffective, since the light which is directly emanating from me will unmask him and he will therefore always take flight from this light. Amen.